At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Tuesday, July 8th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And today, we continue our position-by-position, player-by-player look at the Eagles roster as we prepare for training camp. Training camp 2 weeks away, right? I think they report in less than 2 weeks. 2 weeks from now, I think we'll be at our first practice. Man, God, I can't wait to get there and do a post-practice pod and track all these stats. And training camp's my happy place. God, I just can't wait to be there. But until then, let's keep looking at different parts of the roster. As we continue on the defensive side of the ball, on Monday, we looked at the corners, the safeties, and the linebackers. If you didn't listen to that, go back and listen. I think you'll enjoy it. Because if you're listening to this one, then you are a true, true Eagles fan, true football guy. Because nothing screams, I care about the team more than listening to me talk about every single player on the roster. So let's keep it going on the defensive side of the ball today and talk about the defensive line. And we're going to start with the defensive tackle position. And when we're talking about defense and we're talking about defensive tackles, if we're looking at the whole NFL, the conversation might still begin with Jalen Carter. But when we're talking about the Eagles, it definitely begins with Jalen Carter. There is no player on the defense that the team is going to rely on more than Jalen Carter this year. If he does not have a good year, this entire thing could crumble. If he has a special year and he's even better than he was last year, they could once again have one of the best defenses in the NFL. So what does that look like for Jalen Carter? Well, first of all, it is worth noting he played a ton of snaps last year. Now, Vic Fangio was asked about this when he spoke earlier this offseason, and he kind of sarcastically said, but true, you know, true meaning to it, said he's a young pup. Like, he's young, and Fangio feels he can play a ton, and play a ton he did last year. He was one of only two players to play over 1,000 snaps. He was right there at 1,027 snaps. This is according to our good buddy Jimmy Kemsky of Philly Voice, who wrote this about a week ago, talking about how Carter, you know, how could the Eagles season fall apart as part of Kemsky's epic yearly preview about why every team could be a dumpster fire. Go check it out. But yeah, only one of only two defensive tackles to play over 1,000 snaps. We talk about it a lot with Saquon and how Saquon's coming off a year where he played a ton. Jalen Carter having a great year next year is no guarantee because of how much he played. But what really stands out about how bad they need him is how good he was last year and how hard it's going to be to replicate that. So last year in Pro Football Focus, he was ranked as the third best defensive tackle as a pass rusher. And that's really where they need him right now. He played all those snaps and he was good against the run, but they need him to impact the quarterback because they don't have anyone else on that defensive line that you can absolutely count on to do it. Nolan Smith, bit of a track record, but he still is entering his first year as a full-time starter. Carter has at least been a full-time starter for a year and shown he can do it. So the question is, who next to Carter is going to be awesome? But the other thing too, I would say, I found this stat pretty crazy. So last year, Jalen Carter had 75 quarterback pressures. It was the third most in the NFL. It's the most a defensive tackle has had on the Eagles since 2018, when Fletcher Cox had 101. Now, I know Fletcher's an awesome player, borderline Hall of Fame player, going to be on the Eagles Hall of Fame, probably the best defensive player I've covered during my time covering the team. I never covered Dawkins, so Fletcher definitely has an argument there. Malcolm was awesome. There's been great players, but man, Fletcher certainly has an argument. Brandon Graham in there as well. I was still shocked to see 101 pressures from Cox in 2018. When I was going back year over year and looking, I thought I might get to the end of where PFF tracks them. But still, so Fletcher in 2018, 101 pressures. Think of how good Jalen Carter was last year. Now, multiply that by 25% or whatever. Like, that's how much better Fletcher was in 2018. So it's really, really, really hard to be as good as Jalen Carter was last year. Coming off of playing 1,000 snaps, You know, we'll see if he can do it next year. We'll see what type of works he put in, what type of work he puts in this offseason. He said all the right things. He's looked in good shape when I've seen him. But it's hard. It's hard to go from playing 1,000-plus snaps to next year being that same player and playing that amount of snaps. They're going to have to find somebody that can eat up snacks, ironically, we'll talk about next. But player that can eat up snaps next to Jalen Carter, because you just can't play him 85% of the snaps every week again. It's just, it's not sustainable. It's not good for his career, especially when they're planning on paying him a big contract. You can't just take all the tread off the tires in the first few years. You got to give him a chance to get off the field. So what comes up after that is, well, who's going to be out there? Jordan Davis last year played 444 total snaps, according to Pro Football Focus. What's weird is Pro Football Reference has him as 388. Not sure where that discrepancy is, but regardless, think about that. Jalen Carter played almost three times as many snaps as Jordan Davis did last year. In fact, I think he played almost twice as many snaps as Milton Williams, and he played just under a third of the snaps, or three times as much as Moro Ojomo. So they got to find someone that can get out there and play a large percentage of snaps. You can't play Jalen Carter all those snaps and then just rotate next to him. There's going to have to be large portions of the season where it's not Jalen Carter and it's Jordan Davis and Omoro Ojomo, Jordan Davis and Ty Robinson, Jordan Davis or more, you know, whatever. You got to mix it up, right? You can't just have Jalen Carter play all those snaps. So last year, Jordan Davis, again, like I said, depending where you look, right around 400 snaps, 15 total pressures. Now, he was better in the postseason, and the Eagles really do feel, I've heard it enough times that I believe it, that he ended the season at a high note. And Vic Fangio talked about that on the on the record at the podium about how he played at the end of the season at a high level. And for the first time, he's kind of excited about where Jordan Davis is at. Those are my words, not his. But you could sense he felt Jordan, the arrow is pointing up on him. But he's got to play more than 440 snaps. You need to see Jordan Davis out on the field for 600 plus snaps next year. He just has to be. Milton Williams played 653. Moro Ojomo, who we would all say was like a very much part-time player, he played, depending where you look, around the same snaps as Jordan Davis. PFF has him at 490. Pro Football Reference has him and Davis tied at 388. But regardless, Jordan Davis, like, picked up fifth-year option, first-round pick, talked about all the time, played just as much as Moro Ojomo, seventh-round pick, depth chart, deep guy, right? So they have got to get Jordan Davis out on the field more than he was last year, or it's got to come from somewhere else. Moro Ojomo is going to play more, and Moro Ojomo, I think, has a higher upside as a pass-rushing defensive tackle. He had 39 pressures last year. To put that in perspective, Milton Williams, who got paid this offseason, had 54. So he got around one more a game than Moro Ojomo on average. So Moro Ojomo had a really good year. In fact, he had the highest pass rush win rate of any defensive tackle on the roster, 18.2%. Williams, who only played about 50 more pass rushing snaps, 17.6. So Moro Ojomo checks the box as a could get paid guy. Again, another guy entering his third year that'll be contract eligible at the end of this season. So, you know, there's that whole discussion. But they got to find someone. And the first two guys that are going to get a chance to take snaps from Jalen Carter are those two players, Jordan Davis and Moro Ojomo. Now, outside of them, one guy who I do think they are counting on to be a big body and just eat up snaps, Ty Robinson. Now, let me say this. I think I might have said it because I talk about the Eagles 24/7. But in case you haven't heard it, or let me reiterate it, I am positive that Ty Robinson is going to be a good rookie player. I can tell once a player is drafted what things I see, who, like, I am good at reading, I think. Well, in general, I'm good at reading. But I'm good at reading the tea leaves on how the team feels about a player. Ty Robinson is going to play, and I think they think he's going to be really good. Does he have Pro Bowl potential? Maybe not. But I think Ty Robinson has top three defensive tackle on a great defensive line potential. Someone that can be in there against the run. Someone that can be in there against the pass. Someone that has an NFL-ready body. Somebody that is older and is coming into the NFL with a lot of experience. He seems like a professional already when you talk to him. I think Ty Robinson has just as good of a chance as Jordan Davis and Moro Ojomo to be the top guy next to Jalen Carter. And filling out all those snaps Milton Williams played, taking snaps away from Jalen Carter. If you take Jalen Carter from around 1,000 snaps to down to 750, and then you take Milton Williams 653, you're looking at, you know, almost 900 snaps. it'll be interesting. One day I'll do this, maybe like where those snaps could break down, but it's, I would not put it at like plus 500 that Ty Robinson is going to be third. In fact, I would say like Ty Robinson might be plus 150, and I would like that bet to take more snaps than Moro Ojomo or Jordan Davis. So that's what the defensive tackle position is going to be about. Finding who can take the snaps away from Jalen Carter in a positive way, because you want him to play less, and who will step up and do that. So outside of those three guys, they have Thomas Booker on the roster, played last year, good locker room guy. Didn't play a ton. You see him out at a lot of events. The team is not afraid to put him out in front of people, which I think is telling sometimes in terms of his standing within the building. Those first four players are going to make the roster. Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Moro Ojomo, and Ty Robinson. So it's really about, do they keep five, and who would that fifth be? Competing with Thomas Booker is Gabe Hall. Big body, 6'6", 291, was on the practice squad all last year. I think could be somewhat of a Jordan Davis replacement if, you know, Jordan Davis were to, knock on wood, hopefully it doesn't happen, if he were to get injured. And then there's Byron Young, former third round pick, was on the roster all last year, part of it on injured reserve, but they kept him in the building all year. And kind of like Lewis Cine, who we talked about yesterday, just hasn't really played. He's only played 99 snaps in the NFL. So I'm not even sure if you can say he can or can't play. He just hasn't been out there. I, though, think Thomas Booker will win the job, and Gabe Hall is a better chance than Byron Young. I don't think Byron Young has it, but we'll find out. So the defensive line position, I think the roster spots are somewhat set for it. Well, four out of the five definitely are, and I think Booker has a really good chance. Now, they could bring in somebody else. The question is mostly, how are these snaps getting divvied up? Because they cannot put Jalen Carter out on the field as much as they did last year. All right, on the other side, we're going to look at the edge position, one of the most important positions on the field, and a position where the Eagles have a lot of potential, but again, not a lot of proven commodity. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors. Okay, so last week on the Daily Pod, we talked about how it was surprising Pro Football Focus had the Eagles as the second best defensive line in the NFL. And obviously a large part of that is Jalen Carter. He's that good. His numbers are that good. It's not surprising that he alone elevates the line. But it was still surprising to see them second, especially when at such a crucial position, they just don't really have someone you can feel super confident about. And I feel like I've said it 1,000 times this offseason, but I'll say it again. I am high on Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt. I like them as players. I like them as prospects. But one thing I like that hammers home when you do this exercise is how little they played last year at a high level. So Nolan Smith last year ends the year on an unbelievable streak, right? He has only 2.5 sacks in the first 9 games, barely out on the field. 8 sacks in his final 11 games. His 50 total hurries, that was only 16 behind Josh Sweat. So like he ended up having a monster year in the second half of the year. Second on the team in snaps among edges, second best run grade, second best defensive grade against the run behind only Brandon Graham, who's now gone. So he enters the year as their best run defender. But it still is only 11 games. It's only been 11 games in 2 years of seeing Nolan Smith be awesome. And I'm not saying that as a slight towards him. It takes players time. But man, the Eagles, maybe the best team in the NFL, excuse me, maybe the best team in the NFL, they are counting on him to be super special. They have to get a great year out of Nolan Smith. If Nolan Smith isn't good, then you got to pray some of these other guys are. So you take Nolan Smith and then you add in Jalix Hunt. Jalix Hunt, great guy. Seems like a personality in the locker room. And I bring that up because I do think it's important, like how these guys act off the field and like interacting with their teammates. And I think I get a unique perspective of that, obviously, being in the locker room. So I think it's important to let you guys know when it's like, when Jalix Hunt's in the locker room, you can tell. He's talking, he's loud, he's laughing around. Him and Nolan have personalities to really dominate that room for the next few years if they can be good. Jalix Hunt last year, 343 snaps. That's 100 less than Jordan Davis. That's less than Moro Ojomo played last year. That is not a lot of snaps to feel good about him being a key part of this defense. He played only 42 snaps the first 11 weeks. Then, after BG went down, 267 snaps week 12 on. 19 pressures. Not a lot of pressures. Now, this is concerning too. Pass rush win rate, 9.9%. That's the lowest on the team. Only Charles Harris, who played like 3 snaps, and his was 0, was lower. But of the guys that played, he was the lowest on the team. So we're looking at a sample size with a bad pass rush win rate and only 343 total snaps. I don't know how anyone can feel like sure they know what they're getting. You can feel confident. You could, you know, place a wager, or not literally, but you could, you know, be willing to bet he's going to be awesome. But the Eagles' two pass rushers that are going to be the starters had 11 good games last year. And they weren't on the field for all 11 of those games. And they didn't have to be the top guy. The roles are changing. So even in their roles last year, they weren't especially dominant. Jalix was not. Nolan Smith arguably was, right? Nolan was awesome. But that's scary for Eagles fans. I don't think there would be, I would almost bet there is not a contending team that has two edges that they are choosing to start that have less combined snaps than Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt. Certainly, I would guess none in the top two that played less than 343 snaps last year that were not either like someone that missed 12 games because of an injury but is awesome or is a rookie, but guys that were eligible to play all last year and barely played, I don't think there's probably many contending teams that have someone that played less than 343 total snaps. So that's worrisome, right? I mean, as we enter camp, that is worrisome that their edges are very, very, very inexperienced. Now, who could potentially help them with that? They go out this offseason, they add Azeez Ojulari and Josh Uche, two guys that have more experience than Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt. I mean, Josh Uche has played quite a bit of football. He's had a full season of dominating. For as much as we want to say Josh Uche only has 1 year, that's half a more year than Nolan Smith has. So Josh Uche, 20 and a half sacks in 64 games, but 11 and a half of those came in 2022, only five sacks in his last 28 games. So Nolan Smith has played better more recently, but Josh Uche has at least played a lot of snaps. And he's had good years. Like even his lowest pass rush win rate, which was in 2023, it was 11%. That's still higher than Jalix Hunt's. He's had pass rush win rates in 2022 was 19%. 2024 last year was 14%. So there's reasons to feel good about Josh Uche. Brian Baldinger has put out some good videos showing the first step, showing why people should still believe in him. The concern with Josh Uche, and actually first let's talk about Azeez. So Azeez, very similar, has had good years. Now he's struggled more from a health perspective, but he has 22 sacks in 46 games. So he has gotten after the quarterback, but he's only played 16 plus games once in 4 years. He was 85th in total pressures last year with only 22, but he only had 202 pass rush snaps. Most in that snap range had around 10 or 15 total pressures. So the, you know, if you were playing around 200 snaps, he did outperform most edges there. But they're both really bad against the run, or at least have been. So when you look at the top four edges on this team, Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, Ojulari, and Uche, two of them, and Ojulari and Uche, have no evidence they can be great against the run. Jalix Hunt has no evidence he can really do anything for a full year. It's a lot to ask of Nolan Smith. Now, if you told me at the end of the year, Azeez, Uche, Smith, and Hunt all hit, then yeah, they're going to have an outstanding line because that's a lot of youth. That's a lot of explosiveness. That's a lot of speed. And that's a lot of you know, athletic young edges to build around. Now, Ojulari and Uche both on one-year deals, so I don't know if you're going to have these four for the next 5 years, but it's just, it's question mark. So that will be the question in camp is just how are these guys looking? And as much as I think that they need a corner more than they need an edge, in some ways, maybe we've all closed our eyes a little bit to the fact that edge might be by far the biggest need on this team. So outside of those four, you got other names. Now there's Jahad Campbell, who I think will get some snaps at edges this year, but if they need him at linebacker, like we talked about yesterday, it's going to be hard to have him be doing multiple things, where if you need him playing Nakobe snaps, he's not going to get a ton of reps in practice playing the edge, but he could potentially get some snaps. I like Antoine Powell Ryland. Silly numbers in college the last 3 years. Gets to the quarterback, gets to the football. I'm going to say the stat 1,000 times. 9 forced fumbles over the past 3 years, 3 each year. Love it, love it, love it. So I'm high on him, but he could be a healthy scratch every week because he's just a rookie. I don't think he's going to get cut. Not a lock to make the team. Don't think he's going to be cut, but don't think you can count on him to do much. Then there's two other edges that you just got to kind of hope. Like they got Ochon Mathis, 6'5", looks the part, sixth-round pick by the Rams in 2023. He was with the Patriots briefly, then he signed with the Eagles in October of last year. He's only played 107 snaps in his career on defense, played a ton of special teams, so maybe that's where he finds a role, but hasn't played a lot on defense. And then KJ Henry, a fifth-round pick in 2023, so went ahead of Mathis. He played 235 snaps as a rookie, but only 51 snaps since. He's been with the Bengals, Washington, Cowboys, signed with the Eagles last year. But you just look at that. KJ Henry, less than 300 snaps. Ochon Mathis, less than 300 snaps. Jalix Hunt, less than 400 snaps. Azeez and Uche, snaps, but haven't played well. Like, they got a lot of interesting darts to throw at the dartboard, but ultimately that's what they're doing at this position. They are throwing darts at the dartboard and hoping that it hits. So thank you so much for listening. As I always say, or as I've been trying to remind you guys, go fill out that Go Bird survey. You get 50% off of a shirt, a Go Bird shirt. It's a pretty cool shirt. It's a cool color, cool logo. Go fill it out. Let us know what we can do better. Let us know what we need to change. Let us know ideas you have. And we just love the feedback. So appreciate you listening. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.